Well, that's poetic.
It's also true. So what I'm saying here is that the faster an energy vibrates, the faster it is going to vibrate.
In other words, things speed up.
And then they slow down. Ever it has been, ever it shall be. This is the cycle of life.
Okay, I see this, I understand it. But what does this have to do with God and me and my daily life?
Remember when I said earlier that the God in whom you believe isn't real? That the God in whom you believe is made up?
Yeah, and I was pretty startled when you made that comment.
Yet it's true. Yesterday's God is a God you created out of thin air, having nothing to do with ultimate reality. What I'm explaining now is ultimate reality, a little of it anyway, so that you can begin to understand, begin to grasp the complexity of the whole system. Hang in there, because after you hear this, you'll never be able to think of God in the same way again.
Okay, I'm with you.
Good. Now, to pick up where I left off. All energy is self-aware, but not all energy is aware that it is self-aware.
I beg your pardon?
All of life, down to the tiniest particle, contains intelligence. This basic intelligence is built in. It is a cellular encoding. Because that is true, these tiny particles move in ways that make sense. Their movement produces a specific and predictable outcome. This outcome is called life. At the macro level, it's called the cosmology of the universe. At the micro level, it's called particle physics, superstring theory, and so forth.
And somewhere in the middle, there's us.
Now you're with me, yes. Some of you call this built-in intelligence the survival instinct.